Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so on this podcast, I share ideas and strategies. I tell stories about things that worked, but also share those big epic fails that I've made. I give blueprints and frameworks, practical protocols, all kinds of different things, all because I believe the teachers play a profound role in helping students reach their creative potential. And I think that one of the things that we don't talk about quite enough in terms of creativity and sustainability and being a teacher is the role of story, and in particular, what kinds of stories we tell ourselves. And so I'm going to share a quick thought about two contrasting stories. A little backstory to the story. This is actually in the book that I co-wrote with my good friend Trevor Muir called The New Teacher Mindset. And so you can find it in that book as well. But this really comes down to the self story that we have. And ultimately, the goal of a sustainable career in education. What does it look like? And how do we define success? And really, what does it say about our story? So I truly think that the story we tell ourselves will ultimately keep the fire going so that we don't burn out. There's a popular idea that to be a good teacher, you need to save the world, that you need to be the best of all time, that you have to live up to the great teachers that influenced you, like those glorious, brave, bold teachers in the teacher movies, that you need to suffer if you want to make a difference. But here's the thing, I don't buy it. Your students don't need a superhero. They need someone who can listen, who can learn, who can grow. Someone who shows intellectual humility, someone who can admit their mistakes and move on. I think that's actually way better than being a superhero. You don't have to be perfect. Teaching is a craft that takes years to master, and even then, you'll continue to make mistakes. I'm sitting here on my, I guess it's 22nd, 23rd year of education. And I still have times where I go, gosh, I wish I could have that lesson back. Or, oh man, I wish I could do that differently. But the truth is, you are enough. You sometimes hear phrases in the education world like, do whatever it takes. Or you see t-shirts that say, you know, teaching is my superpower. I don't like that. I don't think that's actually good, and I don't think that we have to be heroes, or at least superheroes with superhuman strength. I think sometimes the most heroic thing we can do is be humble. And in terms of whatever it takes, I disagree. I think you actually need boundaries and space and rest. You don't need to show up to every sporting event, sponsor every club, chaperone every school dance, join every committee, or grade every single paper the students turn in. You don't need to always be the first person to show up and the last person to leave the parking lot each day. That doesn't mean you are a better teacher. Teaching is exhausting. It's rewarding, yes, but it's physically and emotionally draining. So don't feel bad about leaving papers at your desk, going home and playing games with your kids, or going for a run, or having coffee with a friend, or watching a movie, or going hiking, hanging out with your dogs or cats, whatever it may be. Geek out on the things that fascinate you. Pursue a creative hobby. Of course, we should give our students a ton of creative energy and passion, but to do so, you have to refuel, and you have to find joy outside the classroom. And so if we think about this idea of the super teacher, I actually think that that mindset, that story, is really dangerous. And I think it's true for a few reasons. Number one, it sends the message, especially in low-income schools, that you are the hero to save the day. And that they're not good enough on their own. And I think it robs students of their agency. I think it can reinforce injustice. I just think it's a bad story for a lot of low-income schools. I also think it leads to perfectionism and burnout, which is what I'm going to get to in a second. I think it can make us resentful of our fellow students and teachers and families and everybody that we work with. I think you end up hiding your faults because you have to be perfect, and you miss out on opportunities to be vulnerable with other people. It can rob you of your life outside of teaching, and you grow tired and worn out, and you need rest. I think sometimes in those moments you fail to collaborate because as a superhero teacher, you got to work alone, or at least that's what Mr. Incredible says. But teaching is often about waiting and listening and learning. And it's about working with others and collaborating. And so as I think about this, I think it's crucial that we embrace a better story. And I think that the superhero story is actually what I call the firework story. So here's what I mean. I'm lousy at trying to start a fire. Maybe it's because I was never in Boy Scouts. Maybe it was that I sucked at camping, whatever. I just douse it with lighter fluid and try to make it work, and I suck at it. But my wife is just fantastic at starting a fire. She grew up camping. She's really good at setting up the fire pit in the backyard. And when we have a fire going with neighbors sitting all around it, it is powerful. That campfire, that fire pit, even though it's humble, it draws us in. And I was thinking about this in terms of the stories that we tell. See, I actually think that the silver screen super teachers, those teacher movies that we watch, the Stand and Deliver and all that kind of stuff, I think those stories are firework stories. The teachers featured in the movies only last a few years. I mean, if you look at the true story behind almost every one of them is that they lasted less than 3 years in the classroom. And although it was impressive what they did, and it was big and it was bold, and it drew everyone's attention with oohs and ahs, it wasn't sustainable. It didn't work. And although these movies are supposed to be inspirational, I think the only thing that they really inspire in the end is burnout. And so I want to make a contrast of the two stories, fireworks and campfire. The campfire is the humble story of the teacher who doesn't draw everyone's attention, but does amazing things within the constraints of the job that they're working. The protagonist of firework stories is you want to be big and bold and quantitative. You want to do amazing things that draw people's attention. But the protagonist in the campfire story is not about being big and bold. It's about being faithful and wise and humble. It's about loving people well. The antagonist story in the firework story is lazy teachers, lazy students, crappy communities. But the villain of the campfire story is perfectionism and the lie that you can be perfect if you just try harder. The plot of the firework story is this amazing Hollywood-style story, newsworthy, big, bold. But the plot of the campfire story is much more humble. It's a story filled with little daily things that make a difference over time. The conflict, the driving conflict of the firework story is, will I save the world? Will I make a difference? But the campfire story asks, will I remain true to my convictions? Will I react in humility? One is all about making a difference. The other one is all about being faithful and serving. And I think that the fireworks look impressive, but they don't last. And as I think about my favorite teachers, they were like campfires. I think about Mrs. Smoot, for example. She was there for decades teaching middle school. And she drew people in. She provided warmth just like a campfire. She worked hard. I knew she put in wild hours, but she also took care of herself. I know that she sang and she went to restaurants and she hung out with her husband and she had friends and she had a life outside of just teaching. She was a campfire. And years later, she is the teacher that everybody remembers. See, I made the mistake one time of chasing the campfires. I watched this movie called Stand and Deliver, and I also saw Waiting for Superman and all these other ones, and I thought that maybe I was holding my students to low standards. And so my story changed, my internal story changed, and I worked crazy hard. I did a service learning program with students. I chose challenging literature. We were filming documentaries. I did a philosophy club. But somehow it all felt hollow. And I grew bitter. I became sarcastic towards students. I expected perfectionism of them and me. I felt like they owed me something. I snapped at them a couple times at small mistakes. I was chasing fireworks. And this lasted for less than a quarter. In fact, I'd say it lasted for about 5 weeks. And then I apologized. I pulled my class aside and said, I am really sorry. You don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect. Let's keep doing these projects, but let's show ourselves grace. I had slipped into perfectionism, and I expected perfection from them as well. Now, to my surprise, my students responded with kindness and grace. And although it would take a little longer, I would eventually show myself the same kind of grace. When I was a new teacher, my mentor teacher observed me during a lesson, and afterwards we met up and she said, "John, your lesson was outstanding, but I want to talk to you about how you're treating someone in your class." My stomach sank. "What do you mean?" And she said, "I've noticed that you're really good at showing your students grace when they mess up. You encourage them to take risks. You remind them that learning is a process. Mistakes are allowed. But then you turn around and demand perfection of someone else. There's one person in your class that you're so hard on every time he makes a mistake. And you're so impatient with him. And I can see that he's pulling back and he's not taking any risks. He's afraid. I haven't noticed. I mean, it's not on purpose," I answered. And she said, "I know it's not intentional, but it's still damaging." "Well, who is it?" I asked. "I want to apologize to him." "You," she answered. I let out a sigh and cracked a smile. "You seem relieved," she said. "I am. I thought it was one of the students you were talking about." "How is that any better?" she answered. And she looked at me, stared me in the eyes and said, "John, you have to show yourself the same amount of grace that you show your students. You expect them to make mistakes, but then you get mad at yourself when you make mistakes as a new teacher. You're patient with them, but you have no patience for your own learning curve. Take some bold risks. Fail hard. Try again. Pick yourself back up. That is what it means to be a teacher, John." And she was right. The truth is, perfectionism will rob you of joy. Not only will you burn out when you chase the fireworks, but you'll lack the joy of what it's like to be the campfire teacher. Now, where do we go from here? I think it really comes down to this notion of telling ourselves a different story, of taking creative risks, of recognizing that the ultimate role of success, the ultimate definition is not to be amazing, but to be faithful. It's to be humble and to own our mistakes. And it's to do what I refer to as playing the new teacher card. the same teacher that I described, gave me the new teacher card. And on this card, it said, you know, this is the new teacher card. Play this when you make mistakes. You have the permission to make mistakes. And it took me a long time to recognize that that new teacher card is the campfire story. That new teacher card is the invitation to innovation. So as we wrap up this podcast, and I know this was a little bit of a different style of a podcast today, I just want you to encourage you to think about the story that you're telling yourself and ask yourself, am I chasing fireworks, or am I taking the time to lay the wood down and create the situation where a campfire can thrive? Thank you so much for listening to this story. Would you do me a favor? If you enjoy this story, would you leave a review on Apple Podcast or on Spotify, Amazon, wherever it is that you get your podcast? And also, would you do me a favor and click the like and subscribe button, and maybe even tell a friend about it? Again, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. And go out and make something awesome.